This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, back again with the overview of what's going on your family farm and lots of other family farms all around the country, here to support you, bringing in family info, the food, the farm, all these things go together, especially in an era of soaring prices. So I'm looking at this as an opportunity on my farm, on your farm, on all of the family farms around the country for a couple of different reasons. We all know as you look around every day, whether it's in a newspaper, you're watching something on the news, or you're listening to a conversation about what's going on in your world, you know that the prices are soaring in the food stores, in the grocery stores. So how do you, as a family farmer, combat that? You don't have the same expense that the grocery stores do because they're having all their food shipped in from God knows where. So the price of diesel has gone up. It is. There's a couple of different ancillary sides to the story. Many farmers, probably not the family farmers, but the big farmers are benefiting because what's going on now is a big move for railroads and big trucking companies to use biodiesel. And the airlines are beginning to look at it as well. So this is going to cut down at least the cost. We all know cost of diesel now where I am. I just ran out my tanks on the farm, $6 a gallon. And this is, you know, how are we going to sustain ourselves? And so you do have to pay for that to work the tractors on the farm, but it's not the crazy expense of shipping things all around the country in a diesel-powered truck or a locomotive. So this is where you benefit. You promote the fact, and I'm doing this on my farm, that we have everything local, less expensive, because there's no trucking involved. It's going to the field, picking the produce, bringing it back to the barn or to the store, and selling it. So hopefully you're taking advantage of that, and you will promote that way on social media and in whatever other way you promote the things that are on your farm. But I think this is a real opportunity, as we had a couple of years ago with the pandemic. People, when they went to the grocery store, they couldn't find things. So they rediscovered the family farm for produce and for milk, and hopefully all of that stuff is going to continue, because you look at the price of beef in the stores, Tyson beef up almost 25% as an example since earlier this year. And so they can say they're gouging the people that buy the stuff, the same as the gas and oil companies are gouging you for the most part. Yeah, the costs are going up, but they're really socking it to you. So you can promote that on your farm. We're not building in extra. We're selling things to you, not like the local car dealer even, who's adding $5,000 to the sticker price. You're charging a good, reasonable price for a product that you grow and you're proud of. So hopefully that will be the hallmark of how we survive this spring and summer. I thought it was interesting also this week in the news, the White House has debuted a new internet service plan for people on family farms and in rural America. So the high-speed internet plans, service providers charge more money for you, even if they offer the service. It's going to be $30 higher than what the average person is paying. So now the government says they're going to offer this low-cost internet service. The digital divide here in our country, those who have it, those who don't. So this is called the Affordable Connectivity Program, the ACP. Don't you love the government? They always come up with these euphemisms. It's a $30 a month charge. And for those who need, there are people that are on various government programs that get it even cheaper than that. But this is mandated for Verizon, Comcast, Charter. The reporters that I've read who covered the story, there are actually 20 different program providers that are bringing in this service. Some are just charging $30 a month. Some are taking $30 a month off the cost. But know it and feel good about the fact that you ought to be able to pretty soon, for those of you who are in really rural areas that don't have service, you'll get it. The so-called net neutrality problem that happened in the last administration, which wasn't friendly for farmers, being somehow or other corrected, at least to a point. The USDA Rural Development Operation accepting applications now for individuals and families seeking to purchase or repair your home and your barns. If you're in rural America, this is another program for you. Now, I'm not much of a believer in government programs, frankly, but if they're there, you ought to use them. The money ought to be put to better use than just having Sonny Perdue give it to all of his friends, which has happened over the last 2 years when Trump was in office. A lot of farmers who love Trump, I don't know why they didn't see this or get upset about it. It's very upsetting when I look at the numbers, how much money was frittered away, lost, stolen, where farmers could have used the money. It went to other places. So now, anyway, there are new programs for purchase and repair of farms and buildings. You go to the USDA for that information. All right, so that's some of the news, anyway, that's affecting farming and farmers here as we begin another week of seeing what's going on. How can I help you? How can this program help you? We're going to meet someone from the Center for Native Grassland Management as a conversation coming up in a few moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise about weight. There have been a lot of things the government announced this week that I think is the FDA, who's looking into approving a new pill that'll cost you $20 and you'll lose 20 pounds in a week. I'm sorry, not a week, but over the course of a month. So that's great, wonderful, be a big help. Are you on an exercise program? Are you watching what you're eating? You're losing weight. But then when you're all done with that, what are you going to do to keep it off? Here's the help. This is the most significant help anywhere. Comes from an all-natural product called Calitrin. Family business, a doctor and his nurse. These folks, Randy and Lisa, who are the ones that were the founders of Calitrin. I think they're husband and wife. At any rate, the research has provided you now with three ways to be able to use Calitrin. There's the traditional capsule. There is liquid, and now there's a powdered form that you can mix with water or juice every night before you go to bed and have it. That's another option. You can have any or all of these. When you buy the product at toploss.com, and the Mother's Day special ends this week, obviously, because we've been through Mother's Day, so they gave it another week. Buy three, get three free. You can buy powders, capsules, liquid, mix them all together if you want to try them. But I will tell you one thing, guaranteed. You will keep the weight. It'll help you go through your program to lose the weight. And then with these ingredients, these all natural ingredients, you'll lose the weight. Keep it off, which after the hard work of losing it, is the reward is you keep it off using Calitrin. So how about it? Call them, or better yet, go online to toploss.com. Currently, they have a limited supply of the new powder, but you can get it, get the other items, and ensure that your weight loss is going to be permanent and successful. Check it all out. Toploss.com, again, is the website for Calitrin. When you check out, get free shipping and other discounts using the code DJV.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stefan, for this week, our focus in part is on the grasses that you grow. What's there for the native grasses, the management of it on your farm? I have pasture land, so I'm very interested in this because my cows are not in a feedlot. They're out on pasture. Joining us now is Patrick Kaiser from the Center for Native Grasslands Management. I want to talk about how we, what I want to talk about and what's good for the listener, hopefully, is the same thing, Patrick. First of all, are you a farm guy? You grew up on the farm? What's your story?
No, I did not. But I've been fooling around with native grasses for about 30 years now, maybe longer than that. And full-time, I focused on native grasses and how they can fit on farms for about the past 15 years in my role here at the University of Tennessee.
So, native grasses, let's get a definition, if we can. What constitutes a native grass? What are examples of native grasses?
Yeah, boy, that's a great starting point because, you know, I find that a lot of cattlemen, they consider a native grass to be whatever they didn't plant on their farm, regardless of where it comes from. But when we talk about native grasses, we're talking about grasses that have been on the North American continent since the Ice Age. We're talking about grasses that no human hand, anyway, has brought here and that naturally occur in the eastern United States. And so a very well-known example, a couple examples, are Big Bluestem, which when we think about the native rangeland of the Great Plains, that is the dominant species, but it's also a species that grows naturally throughout the eastern U.S. from Massachusetts and really southeastern Maine all the way down to Florida and west of the Great Plains. Another example that some of your listeners may have heard of is something called switchgrass. And switchgrass got a lot of attention about 10 or 15 years ago when we started looking at it as a tool to produce renewable fuels, biofuels. And so it's also a grass that grows naturally throughout the eastern United States. Both these species grow very large. They're very high yielding. And that's part of why we look at them as a forage tool.
Well, one of the things that I have done over the years, I've been around cows all my life. I've raised corn to feed them, but I've also done a lot of chop, a green chop. And I'm thinking, I've got 37 acres that I have to plant in the next week or so. And I'm thinking about what I bought for grasses to plant. Fescue and some barley to make it grow fast so the weeds don't come in, and you know, some other native grasses. But maybe I need to listen to you a little bit more so that I find some stuff that may grow better. I mean, if the soil conditions are right for the things you just described in this area, that'll help things grow even better. So for those of you who are in rural areas, got a lot of land, growing various forages for animals, we're getting to the heart and soul of that as we continue with Patrick Kaiser here from the Center for Native Grassland Management. This is the American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the American Family Farmer with Mr. Patrick Kaiser from the Center for Native Grassland Management. We're discussing native grasses. I don't think I've ever thought about it this way, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. I wonder whether the average person who's growing, who's doing either beef or dairy, who needs grasses, whether they have even thought about the things that come to that are native to their area versus what they can buy from the seed companies that, again, are controlled by, for the most part, 80% of the seeds that we buy, no matter what they're used for, come from these four huge agribusinesses, including ChemChina. Why anybody would want to buy anything from those people remains a mystery to me. But when I talk about switchgrass, I'm thinking about what I have. A lot of the hay fields, I've got 480 acres or so that I do in hay every year. And I was, you know, the things that we're going to plant in the 37 acres I got to plant in the next week or so. I was thinking about the bags of seed, where they came from. I pay more attention to the corn seed that I plant because I don't want it violated by any, you know, processing. I buy open pollinated seed. And is there such a thing as that for grass?
Well, you know, for the native grasses, we have a number of really mom and pop seed producers because the volume that's being sold is not huge. Because as you point out, so much of the grass that we grow in the eastern half of this continent are introduced species, things like orchard grass, tall fescue, and a number of others.
Clover.
Yes. And these native grasses are, again, a smaller market, and so most of them are family-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And the seed has not been through a lot of processing. Basically, what you're buying is something that maybe has had some selection. So folks have looked at different plant material growing in the wild, again, native species, and picked the ones that look most promising for forage. And those are the ones that have been increased and are grown now by these seed producers that are scattered around the eastern part of the country, as well as out into the plains. And so they're a great tool. And so recently, after 15 years of research on this here at the University of Tennessee, I put together a book, Native Grass Forages for the Eastern United States, that provides a, really just a wealth of information on these grasses, because, you know, Doug, as you point out, so many people just don't realize that these things even exist,
right,
or it's even an option. And, you know, you mentioned buying seed and the hay production. Boy, I'll tell you, having a perennial, a warm season perennial like most of these species are, really can save our farmers a lot of money, because you're not going out every spring and buying seed, or every fall if you're planting cool season species. But you can put these in and they'll last for decades. And so it makes it a really good tool for someone trying to produce a native forage, a high quality forage for their cattle.
So I want you a couple of times during the course of our time together here to tell us all where we can find these native grasses, because now as I'm getting ready, I've just bought a whole pallet full of seed for these fields, but now you've got me to thinking, and that's the reason you're here, to help people. I want to keep things native, original. I don't like hybrids. I don't like dealing with the big corporate guys. I just don't. I don't find it to be a rewarding experience. Usually paying too much for something and you're not getting good quality. So as we continue here, we're going to pause for a few moments for some items from the local stations carrying this program. Then we'll come back with an identity on and try to repeat it a couple of times for the people that are intrigued now with what you're saying. I mean, the reason that you're here and it's fascinating is because who's actually thought about these things? That's what you're doing. Professor Patrick Kaiser here on the American Family Farm.
Your mental image of a robot in the home is Rosie from the Jetsons. It's time to meet Lucy. Small, efficient robots from the home robot company Trifo offers a new take on home help with an artificial intelligence twist. Lucy Ultra Edition is a compact, round robot that comes packed with features to make your life easier, including unique visual and depth perception so she can keep clear of objects as short as 1 inch, even pet accidents. Other standout features include Lucy's adaptive technology that allows her to learn her surroundings, following routes that adapt to the environment while avoiding off-limit zones, and alerts you to unusual motion in the house when you aren't home. Lucy is compatible with Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant, so you can integrate her with other smart home features. Lucy doesn't only vacuum, she mops too, with a dustbin water tank combination that sends an alert when the water level gets low. For more information, visit www.trifolucy.com about the potential of advanced AI robots for home use.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Body and skin hair are very different from pubic hair and skin. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection includes products to help prep, protect, shave, and maintain hair in the pubic region, whether your hair is there, gone, or growing. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection at all major retailers where you find your favorite Venus products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Voters are heading to the polls today in a number of states. They'll be deciding races up and down the ballot in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. Ghislaine Maxwell could be condemned to spend the rest of her life behind bars when she is sentenced today for helping pedophile Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse young girls. The bodies of at least 46 people were found dead inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday after a presumed migrant smuggling attempt went bad. Authorities say 16 people were found in the trailer, including four minors that were taken to local hospitals with heat stroke and exhaustion. Three people have been arrested and taken into custody, and the matter was being pushed to federal authorities. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says these deaths are on Biden's hands because of his open border policy. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Russian war machine continues to attack civilians in Ukraine. The toll from Russia's missile hit on a crowded shopping center in Kremenchuk on Monday has risen to 18 dead and 59 wounded. President Zelensky described the raid as one of the most defiant terrorist attacks in European history, adding that Russia is the largest terrorist organization in the world. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today on Russia's targeting of civilians. Quote, that will be the main focus, end quote. As the debate on abortion continues in America, so does the violence from suspected Democrat activists. The disrespect from Democrat lawmakers and the White House against the Supreme Court is at a fever pitch. There is one point these folks are missing. Lieutenant Governor from Texas, Dan Patrick on Fox News.
This is a culture of death in this administration. And now they want to give a voucher to go take the life of a baby. You know, through this entire discussion the last couple of days since Roe v. Wade was overturned, I have not heard one person on the left say anything that seemed to care about the life of the baby. I haven't heard one person say, we wish every baby was born. We don't support abortion. We just support choice, but we do care about the babies as well as these mothers. I haven't heard a word. They talk about these innocent babies in the womb as if they're not human.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Back on the American Family Farm, another half hour of information and help for those of you on the family farm. You're interested in producing really good quality food, and that includes milk and beef, the dairy stuff, and that's what these grasses, in part, are used for, whether it's pasture land or whether it's hay land. So I guess that's a good way to differentiate part of the product, isn't it? Dr. Patrick Kaiser is with us from the Center for Native Grassland Management. Is there different seed? I mean, most of the time you can find what they call pasture mixes, and then there is a hay mix, if you will. If you don't buy, I buy Timothy oftentimes, you know, straight Timothy and mix it in. That I didn't hear you mention that as a native to our part of the country either. I'm guessing it's not.
Yeah, you know, really a lot of the grasses that we're familiar with, particularly in the Northeast, Timothy, orchard grass, brome, fescue, were all brought here from Europe or other parts of the world. Early settlers were familiar with them from being back in Europe, and they brought them across the pond, so to speak, with them, and have been growing them ever since. But, you know, the earliest settlers in the United States, when they grazed their cattle, they were grazing the same thing the buffalo were grazing. They turned them out on native pasture and range, and
right.
The animals did very well on these grasses. But part of the problem is they liked them so well, they kept eating them, and they kind of beat them down, and gradually the introduced species replaced them. But we plant a variety of things for pasture use with these native grasses. One, I've mentioned switchgrass. The big blue stem will often blend with something called little blue stem and Indian grass, again, native species. In fact, Doug, I think you'll find this interesting in your part of the world. The coastal areas of Massachusetts and New Hampshire and even southeastern Maine were dominated historically by little blue stem. That was the dominant grass of that part of the world. And again, as you move down here to where I am in Tennessee, little blue stem remained common. Big blue stem came in. But these species work well in a mix. The switchgrass we tend to plant by itself. Because it has a little earlier maturity than the others. And so what tends to happen is that cattle kind of move past the switchgrass and go after the newer, more tender stems of the big blue stem and Indian grass.
Do they mature faster, Patrick? Do they come, again, I'm thinking of the guys, it's usually better to plant, from my experience here in New England, in the fall, because you don't have the incursion of the weeds. I just can't wait till then. I need to get these fields planted. And so what you were just talking about intrigues me. Can these, if they grow faster, then can they beat the weeds? Is that something that I should consider to plant because it grows faster?
Yeah, they are kind of slow to establish, so we normally plant them in the spring of the year because we're talking about warm season grasses. These are grasses that put on most of their growth during the warm part of the year,
right?
And they can stand all kinds of heat and drought. There's almost no drought we'd see in the eastern United States that particularly bothers these grasses. And keep in mind, these are the same species that have survived for millennia in the Great Plains, where they have some really substantial droughts compared to what we're used to.
Sure.
So we want to plant them in the spring of the year, and they're a little slow to get going. But once they're up and growing, they can be pretty daggone competitive against most weeds. And I guess our view of them is they really serve as a complement to our cool season grass systems. We don't necessarily want to get rid of all of our cool season grasses, but we kind of want to build a little more balanced system. One that aligns more closely with what was here historically, with the dominance really of summer grasses.
So under the circumstances, looking for, and that's what I'm doing, looking for an easy way to get these, do you recommend places to go, sources like, I'm thinking about, you're not going to go to Tractor Supply or some other place like this. You need to order them and have them delivered. What's the basic source of these native grass
so
seeds?
I'm going to direct your listeners to our webpage, which if you just type in native grasslands in your search engine, our center will pop up.
Right.
The actual address is nativegrasses.tennessee.edu. Again, that's nativegrasses.tennessee.edu. And if you go there, we actually have a list of pretty much all of the native grass seed vendors from the Great Plains East.
All right, so I'm looking. I'm on the site now. Obviously, there's a lot about the University of Tennessee here, Native Grasslands Management. The center has explained the projects, Grass College, et cetera. This would be great for farmers. So where is the place? I'm looking for the link. Here we go, seed vendors list. Good, got it. And right by that, you should also, those of you who are trying to be schooled about this new book by Professor Kaiser, who's the director of the center, is available there. Is this your whole 40-year experience pretty much in a nutshell in a book?
Well, certainly most of it, yes. That kind of synthesizes it. You know, we've relied on the research that we've done, but also our practical on-farm experience through the decades, and also the research from a whole lot of other people. I kind of got a kick out of it when we were kind of digging through all the published scientific literature. And, you know, I found an article in there, and it's actually part of the book, that is from 1923. And so I think to myself,
the old Sears catalog. I bet you could buy some of these seeds out of this, right? Out of the Sears catalog? You had to have been able to.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, you know, folks have been paying attention to this for quite a while. And of course, like I say, your great great grandfather probably, maybe he didn't think of it as native grasses, but was out there grazing, this material. So it's out there.
Now, not only are you an expert in forage grassland management, but you also write about soil conservation. This is one of the big problems, and maybe this addresses, as I'm thinking it through, the business of no-till or infrequent tilling, because you don't have to keep planting these grasses. Some of the places that I have problems with, the soil's lousy, and I have to keep planting not every year, but frequently. A couple of those, I've got a couple of those hay fields right now I'm thinking about, and I'm just able to get on them because they're drying off. So under the circumstances, does what you're promoting here for native grass usage be, I mean, it seems logical that it would help in soil and water conservation.
Absolutely, absolutely. These grasses, we're really taking a hard look at them from the standpoint of soil health. Mm-hmm. You know, we've heard about the deep root systems, almost legendary deep root systems that we have with these native grasses out in the Great Plains and the prairies. And we know that those are some of the best soils on earth, and they were formed under millennia of these same native grasses. And so we know these grasses put down huge, deep root systems that really can build up the organic matter in the soil. And so we've been doing a lot more looking at what kind of role they can play in terms of soil quality. And part of course, having all those roots in the ground is a contribution to water quality. One of the kind of fun things we've seen from our research is that where we have these deep-rooted plants like this, we tend to get a lot better infiltration of our rainfall into the soil. And you don't have to be but so smart to realize if that rain is percolating down into your soil, that it's not running off the field and into a ditch and on into the river, right. And by the way, carrying a whole lot of topsoil with it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's an important consideration for all of this. Native grasslands is our focus here. Dr. Patrick Kaiser, the author of the book that we're talking about, Native Grass Forages for the Eastern U.S. We continue with that conversation in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how you farmers, folks involved in agriculture who have a tough time getting enough sleep this time of year, maybe there are ways by going to MyPillow.com to enhance the experience, even though it's shorter. We're all working from dawn to dusk. So when you come in, you have dinner, you go to bed, are you getting a good night's rest? There are lots of MyPillow products that are in the BOGO deal. You know what BOGO is? Buy one, get one free. There's an extravaganza now at MyPillow.com. So join the millions and millions of people in America who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow products made in America. Right now, here's an example of a couple of things. You get, you buy one, you get one free. With the Giza bed sheets, with the My Pillows, with the towel sets, all of that sort of thing. And you'll find others listed in the My Pillow product catalog that's online at MyPillow.com. So there's a lot of good reasons to go there. You use the Radio Listener Specials page at the website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for this BOGO deal. There are all kinds of opportunities. Buy one, get one free on these select products. Discounts up to 65% on other items that you get by using the DJV code when you check out Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Patrick Kaiser here with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer, talking about the all-important state of grasslands, what you're doing in your state, what you're doing on your farm. This is eye-opening or ear-opening material because I, frankly, have been around, as I said, the pasture and the hay fields and all that stuff all of my life, and I never really even thought of the concept of native grasses. And how much better they would be. I also, besides haying, pasturing, I do green chop with some of these, and I don't plant, you know, just for the particulars that I'd like. I pretty much plant so they could be utilitarian. And I mean, with the pasture, I got 86 acres of pastures on the farm, and under the circumstances, all the native grass there, I've kind of reseeded a little bit here and there, or just added to what was there without much thought to what I was planting as long as it was green. this business about pasture, is it different than what we use for hay? And is the green chop that I've planted, a lot of guys just plant alfalfa and chop that. I have some alfalfa in there. So is alfalfa native? What's the story of alfalfa? Dr.
Yeah,
Kaiser.
So alfalfa, which we know is an outstanding forage and a tremendous legume, but like the Timothy and some of the others, it came to us from across the ocean, in the case alfalfa from Asia.
Really?
And so many of our forages, and I know y'all don't grow a lot of this up in your part of the world, but we're either blessed or plagued with, depending on how you want to look at it, with Bermuda grass and Johnson grass and Dallas grass here in the southeast. And again, all of those are species that were brought in from Africa or Latin America.
Yeah.
And so when you look at the grasslands east of the Great Plains, there's very little left. In fact, Doug, less than 1% of our native grasslands are still there. They were just too easy to get rid of, whether it was with the plow or allowing the forest to grow up and shade out everything that used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And, centuries of sort of unregulated, if you will, uncontrolled, unmanaged grazing, where we just kind of grazed what was there. And
yeah,
one of the things we've learned from our friends in the range world out in the Great Plains is that when you're grazing, you kind of can break the plants up in the pasture in two buckets. One is what we call our increasers, and one is our decreasers. And as mm-hmm. those names imply, if you kind of give cattle choice, there's things they're going to go after. They know what
first.
They like.
Yeah, I find that to be the case. The book is called Native Grass Forages for the Eastern U.S., the book by Professor Patrick Kaiser, director of the Center for Native Grasslands Management. Go to the website. It's nativegrasses.tennessee.edu/seeds or content or whatever. There's all kinds of stuff. Amazing what's there. Thank you, Professor. Good to have you here on the American Family Farm.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Now on the American Family Farmer, as my dear friend Bob Kay, who's the producer of this program, says to me, this is the portion of the program where I opine and whine. I think opining is better than whining, although sometimes with I understand and know, when I listen back to some of the things that some people crudely refer to it as honking off, being upset, because there are a lot of things going on that are really not too good for those of us who are family farmers, and I want to, sometimes the message is one of those of hitting people on the head. I'm going to remind you once again the main bulk of our conversation with Professor Kaiser, focusing on these grasses. I'm looking at the page on his website, nativegrasses.tennessee.edu, where they list all these places. I'm going to buy some of these seeds myself and use them, especially in pastures. But it looks to me like, you know, it's not a total loss. We're not totally under the influence of ADM and Cargill and ChemChina and that bunch that wants the Monsanto and Bayer. They want to control the seed supply. They're doing a pretty good job of taking over as much as they can, but it's good to know that there are alternatives. I'm sure those companies are trying to put these guys out of business, but thankfully we can promote it, talk about it, and those of us who are interested can take some action. You'll hear that conversation. All of our conversations are recorded, and then we have a staff that sort of, if you will, edits our discussions, and you can get the discussions in a podcast form every week. Most recent one begins with an update on the Oklahoma Right to Farm bill,
We talk about some of the things that are new in packaging, in microbreweries, things that you can grow on your farm that they can use to make brew, that sort of thing. Lots of information, lots of news. That's the aim of the American Family Farmer, which you can find every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have some interesting thoughts this week about licensing. If you're contemplating getting a USDA processing license for your farm, if you especially need it for meat processing, obviously, there are people who will help you. There are the National Organic Farmers Association, which has a lot of roots here in New England, the Northeast, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, these areas. They're there to help you if you join. I belong to NOFA. They're very helpful in getting some of the licenses that are necessary. There are a couple of big problems here. One of them is what happens to the meat after it's slaughtered. But getting it slaughtered is another item that's very difficult. Where I am, there, I think in the state there's only 4 slaughterhouses. The Farm Bureau is owned. I'm on the Mass Farm Bureau. We own some land. As a matter of fact, the Farmers Live Animal Market Exchange is on a piece of land that we're going to probably put a slaughterhouse on to make it easier, more convenient, or more relative, because there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of animals that go through flame every week, and then they put them on a truck and they haul them 80 miles away or 100 miles away to have them processed. And so there are new processes, if you will. As you know, the government loves to get into stuff and mess around with things, and whether they do the right job, there are new regulations. The sanitation standard operating procedures have been now been introduced. You get a document, employees, what they're doing for their own hygiene, and then what's happening with the animals and their hygiene, and what's happening with the production of the meat. I remember the old days when I was a kid going to the slaughterhouse and watching as the meat was being processed. And it used to be that there was a purple stamp that got stamped onto the side of beef. Let's say it's a steak or something else, a roast. They'd stamp it with USDA approved. And the guy was reading a newspaper in the office, and he just, every time a piece of beef went by, he'd just stamp it. He wouldn't look at it, he just stamped it. He was reading the newspaper. Hopefully they're better. The government is a happy medium. I think there's too much government. I don't believe in all this government. But if you're going to do something that's good for the consumer, then do it. And let's not do it half-heartedly. And certainly checking out the meat is very important for lots of different reasons, as is all of the things. But most farmers are smart enough to know that if they don't do it the right way, the local farmers, then they're going to go out of business. The big guys, they don't care. They can absorb the losses for a recall, but you can't. So doing it the right way is important, and I guess following the guidelines is important. But at the end of the day, you are your best ally. So do it the right way and sell lots of stuff for getting into that market time. Good luck this year. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
98.